In part one, you learned about the function of trade correspondence. Now in part two, we will concentrate on the language used in correspondence. You will hear sections of part one replayed and the important vocabulary explained. You will also learn how business correspondence is formulated in practice as we follow the dealings of a British toy company through all stages of correspondence, from inquiry to complaints.
Section 1. Inquiries. As a result of recommendation, advertisement, contact at a trade fair, etc., your firm takes an interest in the products of a supplying firm. You write a letter of inquiry, asking for further information. This is also known as a prospect. Inquiries are nowadays often made by telex or fax.
Recommendation.
Positive advice.
To take an interest.
To become interested in.
Further information.
Additional information.
Nowadays.
In modern times.
Tippy Toys Limited in Glasgow receive a fax from Joie de Vivre, a French toy and game retailer. They have read about Tippy's Play to Learn range in a trade publication and are interested.
Dear Sir or Madame, we are a toy and game retail company, established on the French market for over 20 years. We presently have 8 outlets in Paris and a further 6 in different parts of France. We also supply a number of stores in Belgium and Switzerland. I saw your advertisement in the July issue of Toys Monthly, and I am particularly interested in your Play to Learn range of toys and games. Please send us a full catalogue and price list as soon as possible. Given the right price, we would consider a large order on Play to Learn. I look forward to hearing from you. Yours faithfully, Michel Caparezin, Purchases Manager.
Joie de Vivre has had no previous contact with Tippy Toys. It is a large firm and is in a position to buy in large quantities. Michel Caparezin makes it clear in the inquiry that she expects a good price because of this. Normally, Julian Hancock, Tippy Toys Export Sales Manager, would not give a large discount to a first-time customer. However, Joie de Vivre is an attractive customer, offering Tippy the opportunity to expand into a new market. Mr. Hancock will ring or fax them first to get a clearer indication of how much they intend to buy. Then, he will send them an offer.
Section 2. Offers. An offer is a reply to an inquiry. If replying to a specific inquiry, an offer will include a quotation, that is, a statement of price, terms of credit, terms of delivery, and terms of sale. Offers made in reply to an inquiry are called solicited offers. Those made without an inquiry are known as unsolicited offers.
A reply.
An answer.
A specific inquiry.
An inquiry requesting particular information.
Statement of price.
Saying how much the products cost.
Terms of credit.
The conditions upon which credit is given. For example, when and how the buyer must pay the bill.
Terms of delivery.
The conditions for the delivery of the goods.
Terms of sale.
The overall conditions of sale, i.e., all other elements of the trade contract, payment of export duties, discounts, penalty clauses, etc.
A solicited offer.
An offer which was requested.
An unsolicited offer.
An unrequested offer.
Julian Hancock replies to the inquiry by the French retail firm Joie de Vivre.
Dear Ms. Caparezin, in reply to your inquiry of July the 21st and our telephone conversation of the same date, I am pleased to enclose our illustrated catalogue and export price list. I also enclose 3 product samples from the Play to Learn range. We are willing to grant a 30% trade discount on the condition that your initial order exceeds £10,000 in value. Delivery is by our forwarding agent, our cost, within 14 days of receipt of your order. Payment is by bank draft within 30 days of receipt of goods. Details of delivery and payment will be sent to you on receipt of your order. We look forward to doing business with you in the near future. Yours sincerely, Julian Hancock, Export Sales Manager.
Mr. Hancock has offered Joie de Vivre a very low price and excellent terms of delivery. In return, they must make a large order and pay promptly. With this offer, Mr. Hancock is thinking of the future. Because of the low price and delivery terms, his company would not make a big profit on this order. However, it would serve to generate business between the two companies and give Tippy Toys a chance to break into the French market.
Section 3. Orders. If you are satisfied with the quotation, you will then place an order. In the quotation, the supplier listed his conditions of sale. If you accept these and draft an order, then a binding contract has been made. If, however, you don't accept them, then you are free to make a counter-offer, which the supplier can then accept or reject. Orders for goods previously bought from the same firm is called a repeat order. A trial order is for a test sample with a view to placing a larger order. Advance orders are made long before the required delivery date. A standing order is an arrangement whereby the supplier delivers the same order at regular intervals until further notice.
Satisfied with.
Pleased with.
To place an order.
To make an order.
To draft an order.
To draw up an order.
A binding contract.
A contract which legally compels both parties to fulfill the conditions.
A counter offer.
An alternative offer, in reply to an offer received.
A repeat order.
A previous order is made again.
A trial order.
A test order.
A standing order.
An order which is to be regularly repeated until cancelled.
Joie de Vivre toy stores have decided to accept the offer received from Tippy Toys. They therefore place an order.
Dear Mr. Hancock, thank you for your offer of the 23rd of July, reference OT M18. We wish to place an initial order as follows. 200 times building set, model number IG70, catalogue reference 98K. 300 times 3D chess, model number TG50, catalogue reference 81J. 100 times electronic game, model number SE101, catalogue reference 93J. This order is subject to the conditions of your offer. We would also like to order some display stands, catalogue reference 8Q to 15Q. Please let us know if they are available in French. We trust that you will look after this order promptly and effectively. Yours faithfully, Michel Cabrezin, Purchases Manager.
Joie de Vivre have taken the bait and respond positively to Julian Hancock's offer. Not only do they make a substantial order, but they also inquire about display stands, thus showing that they are interested in stocking more Tippy products in the future. Section 4. Delivery. In long-distance overseas trade, the buyer and seller must agree to share responsibility about delivery. The seller usually specifies in the offer how much of the responsibility they will carry. If they agree to deliver FOB, free on board, this means they will deliver the goods onto the ship or plane in the port of export. The buyer must book and pay for cargo space on the plane. Let the seller know of these arrangements well in advance and bear all responsibility for the goods once they leave the country of origin. Over shorter distances, usually either the buyer or the sellers will assume full responsibility for delivery. If the seller agrees to deliver FBA, free buyer's address, this means that the seller bears all costs and risks until the goods arrive at the buyer's address. If the seller offers the goods ex works, this means the buyer must collect the goods from the seller's factory or warehouse. Because of the difficulty and paperwork involved in delivery, many firms hire forwarding agents to look after delivery. For Tippy Toys, who otherwise do not do any business with France, this is the most economical way of delivering the goods ordered by Joie de Vivre. Once the goods have been collected by the forwarding agent, Julian Hancock wrote to Joie de Vivre, sending them the invoice.
Dear Ms. Cabrezin, I am pleased to inform you that your order of the 3rd of August was dispatched today by our forwarding agent. Enclosed, you will find the invoice for the order, less 30% trade discount. Regrettably, our range of product display stands are not yet available in the French language. However, if you intend stocking our products more heavily in the future, we will consider producing French language versions of our display stands. I look forward to hearing from you on this matter. Yours sincerely, Julian Hancock, Export Sales Manager.
Section 5. Payment. In foreign trade, payment is generally made in one of four ways: bank transfers, bank drafts, or checks, or bills of exchange, or documentary credits.
A bank transfer.
Transfer of money from one bank account to another.
A bank draft.
A check sent through a bank which is therefore guaranteed by that bank. A bank draft, unlike a check, cannot bounce.
A bill of exchange.
A general term for all types of checks, whether issued by a bank or by a private party.
A documentary credit.
An arrangement is made between the buyer and his bank that the bank pays money to the seller once the seller can present the correct trade documents.
Section 6. Reporting and correcting errors. It is extremely important that all documents received be checked thoroughly with your own records. If the error is not detected immediately, it is difficult to redress it. When an error is made by your firm, you must answer promptly, apologize, accept responsibility, and suggest a way of putting it right.
Extremely important.
Very important.
To check thoroughly.
To check well and efficiently.
To detect an error.
To find an error.
To redress an error.
To correct an error.
To answer promptly.
To answer quickly.
To apologize.
To say sorry.
To put right.
To compensate.
Michel Cabrezin has an error to report to Julian Hancock.
Dear Mr. Hancock, I hereby acknowledge receipt of your invoice and the goods dispatched. Unfortunately, there seems to have been an error made in processing our order. We ordered 100 items of your electronic game, model number SE101, Catalogue Reference 93J. Instead, we have received 50 items of this product and 50 items of a similar product, model number SE100. We are returning the unwanted goods by parcel post and await their replacement with the correct items. I enclose a copy of the packing slip for your examination. Yours faithfully, Michel Cabrezin, Purchases Manager.
Mr. Hancock received the letter of complaint and the returned goods. He checked the invoice and the packing slip and realized the error was made in packing. He immediately sent Joie de Vivre the correct consignment and the following letter.
Dear Ms. Cabrezin, thank you for bringing this error to our attention. We have dispatched the correct items, 50 times electronic game model, number SE101. Please accept our apologies for this error and any inconvenience thereby caused. Yours sincerely, Julian Hancock, Export Sales Manager.
Section 7. Late payments and deliveries. If you always expect perfection and 100% reliability from the people you deal with, you will either be disappointed or earn yourself ulcers. Sometimes delays are best dealt with by humour. A New York maternity wear shop once received the following note. Dear Sirs, you have not yet delivered the maternity dress I ordered. Please cancel the order. My delivery was faster than yours.
Maternity wear.
Clothing for pregnant women.
Delivery.
Delivery can also mean the birth of a baby.
Ulcers.
Stomach illness caused by stress.
One of Tippy Toy's customers, a general store in Nottingham, has failed to pay on its last three orders. Because they are a long-established customer, Susan Gray, the accounts manager, has been reluctant to put pressure on them. The account is now more than 8 months overdue, and she thinks it's time to act.
Dear Sir, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that your account with us is more than 8 months overdue for payment. We regret that unless we receive prompt payment of this debt, we will be unable to extend further credit to you. We trust that you will see to the matter immediately. Yours sincerely, Susan Gray, Accounts Manager.
You have now come to the end of Part 2. If there's a lot you still don't understand, simply return to Part 1 and listen to everything again. Repetition is the key to learning.